USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC has issued a 60-day moratorium on renter evictions. The CDC said in a statement, the new ban applies specifically to U.S. counties with high levels of community transmission of the virus. Last month, the Supreme Court ruled the CDC did not have the legal authority to extend an emergency moratorium on forced removals of people from their homes during the pandemic without specific authorization from Congress. President Barack Obama will celebrate his 60th birthday this weekend with a party in Martha's Vineyard. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker thinks gathering now is a bad idea.
I can tell you, if I were invited, I would have declined.
Why?
Because I think 700 people at an event like that is not a good idea.
Former President Barack Obama has now scaled back his 60th birthday party in Martha's Vineyard, limiting the event to include only family and close friends. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
A politician sent to prison for trying to sell a Senate seat is now suing the state of Illinois that is blocking his return to politics. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is taking issue with a state law that prevents him from running for state or local office. He filed a federal lawsuit on Monday seeking a declaration finding that the law is unconstitutional. It also seeks an injunction that would allow him to run for office. Blagojevich served more than 7 years of a 14-year prison sentence on corruption charges before his sentence was commuted last year by then-President Trump. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A federal judge temporarily blocks Governor Greg Abbott's order to pull over vehicles with immigrants, which drew racial profiling concerns from the U.S. Justice Department. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the order was dangerous and unlawful. Governor Greg Abbott says the immigrants pose a COVID-19 health risk to all Americans. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On Friday, Amazon disclosed its filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, revealing that Luxembourg's data protection group, the CNPD, had fined a retail giant $886 million. The fine issued on July 16th is the largest on record under the European Union's General Data Protection Regulation laws. Amazon fired back, saying the decision to fine the company was without merit, and Amazon plans to defend vigorously in this matter. A long-lasting California wildfire has started to gain strength again. Brad Bernards reports.
California's largest wildfire exploded again after burning for nearly 3 weeks in remote mountains, and officials warned Tuesday that hot, dry weather would increase the risk of new fires across much of the state. Firefighters saved homes Monday in the small Northern California community of Greenville near the Plumas National Forest as strong winds stoked the Dixie Fire, which grew to over 395 square miles across Plumas and Butte counties.
The Dixie Fire has covered so much ground in Butte and Plumas counties that crews have split up into two teams, one covering the fire west of Highway 70 and the other covering the east portion, which joined with the nearby Fly Fire last night. You can see the flames are burning along the hillside here, and we're right near Highway 70 in Plumas County. Liz Amitri, KCRA 3 News.
Evacuations were ordered for the community of about 1,000 people, as well as for the east shore of nearby Lake Almanor, a popular resort area.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.